parts into chapters, and chapters into paragraphs. The whole consists of 7 parts, 36 chapters, and 64 paragraphs. Hardly anything is known about the author. His real name is supposed to be Malinaga or Mrilyana, Vatsyayana being his family name. At the close of the work, this is what he writes about himself. Quote, "After reading and considering the works of Babhavra and other ancient authors, and thinking over the meaning of the rules given by them, this treatise was composed, according to the precepts of the Holy Writ, for the benefit of the world, by Vatsyayana, while leading the life of a religious student at Benares, and wholly engaged in the contemplation of the deity. This work is not to be used merely as an instrument for satisfying our desires. A person acquainted with the true principles of this science, who preserves his dharma, virtue or religious merit, his artha, worldly wealth, and his kama, pleasure or sensual gratification, and who has regard to the customs of the people, is sure to obtain the mastery over his senses. In short, an intelligent and knowing person attending to dharma and artha and also to kama, without becoming the slave of his passions, will obtain success in everything that he may do." End quote. It is impossible to fix the exact date either of the life of Vatsyayana or of his work. It is supposed that he must have lived between the 1st and the 6th centuries of the Christian era on the following grounds. He mentions that Satkarni Sritvahan, a king of Kuntal, killed Malayavati, his wife, with an instrument called Kartari, by striking her in the passion of love, and Vatsya quotes this case to warn people of the danger arising from some old customs of striking women when under the influence of this passion. Now this king of Kuntal is believed to have lived and reigned during the 1st century AC, and consequently Vatsya must have lived after him. On the other hand, Virahamihira, in the 18th chapter of his Brihat Sanhita, treats of the science of love, and appears to have borrowed largely from Vatsyayana on the subject. Now Virahamihira is said to have lived during the 6th century AD, and as Vatsya must have written his works previously, therefore not earlier than the 1st century AC, and not later than the 6th century AD, must be considered as the approximate date of his existence. On the text of the Aphorisms on Love, by Vatsyayana, only 2 commentaries have been found, one called Jayamangla, or Sutra Bhashya, and the other Sutra Vritti. The date of the Jayamangla is fixed.